You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 21st of April 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioAlbion.com. Well, we've got some very good news to begin with today, and I guess it's better late than never, but Donald Trump has finally made good on his promise to ban immigration. Donald Trump announced Monday that he plans to ban immigration into the United States amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Finally, he's managed to find a way that he can use the law to actually prevent people coming into the country. Is this because he is hoping it's going to help him out with his re-election in November, do you think? The president tweeted, "In light of the attack from the invisible enemy, as well as the need to protect the jobs of our great American citizens, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States." Well, why hasn't he done this before? If all he had to do was sign an executive order, why did he not do that years back? I mean, he promised to limit immigration, and he's been talking about encouraging immigration, increasing legal immigration in his last speech to the nation. At least 22 million Americans are now out of work as tough measures to control the coronavirus outbreak wiped out 13.5% of the workforce and 10 years of job growth. Well, I'm criticizing Donald Trump for not doing this sooner, but at least he is now doing it. If you compare that to Britain, where we've got exactly the same problem. Apparently, we've got 500,000 businesses that have gone bust because of this, and we've got millions of British people that are unemployed, and yet our borders are still wide open, and we've got people coming in from Iran, we've got people coming in from all over the world, and when they get to the airport, they're not told or they're not taken away for quarantine, they're not tested their temperature or anything like that, they're not told that they need to be wearing a mask, they're just allowed to just walk through. It's just incredible. We're being told we have to stay in our homes while our borders are completely open. The 100-handers have been putting out stickers saying pubs closed, borders open. And that's been accused of being racist. Apparently this is a far right, horrific hysteria. All the police must be used to find who it is that's saying this. I mean, it's a basic fact. The pubs are closed and our borders are open. And that is harmful to us in two ways. It's harmful to us in the fact that people may be coming in with the virus. And it's harmful to our workers because people are coming in who are taking the jobs that the British people should be doing. We've got all these unemployed Brits, and we've got thousands, tens of thousands of jobs that are going on farms that the farmers desperately need these roles to be filled, and lots of British people have applied for them, and apparently the British workers aren't good enough for the farmers, and they've imported a load of Romanians to do the job. Now, there are British people saying that the conditions are particularly difficult. It's not enough hours. It's not enough pay, in which case the government should be helping out these farmers to ensure that there is enough pay and they do get enough hours. And what they could do is they could say, well, because this is this is unusual circumstances, we will allow you to keep the benefits that you're getting from your universal credit, and will also allow you to work. And what this would do is it would mean that the farmers could get the workforce for 20 hours a week or whatever it is. It means that those people would be working, and it means that that money that they're earning the workers would then be able to spend that into the economy, which would encourage the economy. It would help the economy out. You need to have people to buy products as well as people making the products to get the economy going. And surely that would be better than importing people from other countries such as Romania, and the money that is earned is just going to be siphoned out of the country back to Romania. We should be doing what Donald Trump has done here and banning all immigration while this is going on. And we've also got people that are still coming across the channel in boats that are being picked up by our so-called border defense force and just ferried to the coast. All of this needs to stop. In an address to the nation last month, Trump announced a drastic ban on foreigners traveling to the United States from Europe. He had already banned travel from China as the COVID-19 outbreak was spreading from the city of Wuhan. And as I pointed out so many times, in order to avoid all of this, all we had to do was put a travel ban on Wuhan. When this outbreak appeared in Wuhan, what did the Chinese do? They dug up the roads around Wuhan. They closed down the trains. They welded shut the doors on the apartment blocks in Wuhan. And they successfully prevented the virus from getting out of Wuhan into the rest of China. And they allowed the virus to burn itself out in Wuhan. And what did we do? We continued to allow travel from Wuhan into our countries, which then brought the virus into our countries. All we had to do was the same as China and isolate Wuhan, and none of this would now be a problem. It would have all been over and done with when the Chinese dealing with it. I mean, good on Trump for stopping travel from Europe and stopping travel from China, but it was too late, and it was too late because of the advice that he was given from the World Health Organization. And Britain is just as bad. We haven't even stopped the travel coming in from these other countries now. That they're saying, well, because we've got the virus here, it doesn't really matter. They're not really going to cause much of an increase, even if they do have the virus. That's the logic that the British government has. Exact details of this latest order were not immediately clear, but migrant farm workers and medics are thought to be exempt, the Wall Street Journal reports. Well, I guess if they are short of medics, that is a reason. If they are short of migrant farm workers, but how can they be short of migrant farm workers when they've got 22 million Americans that are out of work? It was also pointed out on Twitter that the US-Canada border is already closed, most visa applications are on hold, and the administration essentially shut down the nation's asylum system last month. And quite clearly, the asylum system is still open in Britain. Because as I say, we've still got people coming in claiming they're from Iran that are coming across the channel in dinghies. The White House has not commented on Trump's latest tweet, but the order is likely to face legal challenges. I mean, who would want to challenge this? You've got 22 million unemployed Americans, and apparently you've got people in government that want to challenge Donald Trump from preventing people coming in and taking jobs. Trump's tweet came as the US death toll from the virus topped 42,000. The United States has by far the world's largest number of confirmed coronavirus cases, with more than 779,000 infections, up 20,000 on Monday. So they're up to 750,000 infections. And Trump said he hoped that he was going to be able to keep the death toll under 100,000. So they're not doing too badly with 42,000 dead, even though that is a high number. NBC News White House correspondent Jeff Bennett tweeted, "Immigration was already functionally shut down. The White House had closed the US-Canada border and started deporting asylum seekers without due process. International air travel has largely been suspended. Formalizing it serves as a simple way for Trump to rile up his base." Well, no, because it was only a week ago, I think, I can recall reading about all these STEM workers that were supposedly coming over from India. There'd been a huge deal for America to import thousands of STEM workers from India, which, of course, you're not going to want them now, are you? And people were saying last week, this is not on, we've got all these unemployed. So it's not just that Trump needed to close these borders. He quite clearly hadn't just done enough by deporting asylum seekers. He needed to prevent the legal immigration that he had already set up and already agreed to. This is what he's doing here. He's preventing that from happening. BuzzFeed reporter Hamid Aliziz added, note also that the State Department had already suspended routine visa services at all US embassies and consulates. Well, as I say, that was quite clearly not enough because America was being expected to import all these foreign workers, all these foreign tech workers. Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro called Trump's announcement an authoritarian-like move to take advantage of a crisis. So this is Trump taking advantage of it, trying to help out the American people so that the jobs don't get taken from under their noses. I mean, one of the problems that we've had with this coronavirus crisis is that our governments are not authoritarian. Because you've got this committee of people trying to decide on what to do, it's taking far too long before they actually make a move. I mean, you can just look at the chaos that we've got here in Britain with the PPE equipment, where you've got the people that are supposed to procure it in the hospitals. They're blaming the government. The government are blaming the people that are supposed to be procuring it. And what we really need is just one authoritarian person to say, this needs doing, get it done now. And that's what the Chinese did. That's why the Chinese were able to cope with this, because they control everything. They have a partial share in all the private businesses, so they could direct the private businesses to work to combat this this coronavirus, and they could just lock people up in their flats, in their blocks of flats, and deliver them food. They didn't have to worry about human rights and all this nonsense. And of course, that's why they were able to deal with it so quickly. And they're saying that as well. This is highlighting all the failures of liberal democracy. It is. It's highlighting the failures of liberal democracy, globalism, and multiculturalism in massive ways. We got riots going on in France at the moment in the migrant community. In Africa, you've got riots going on in South Africa. And it's not going to be long until we've got riots going on in America because of the lack of food that's been brought about by the monopolization of the food packing industry. You've got just four main factories there that supply all the meat for the whole of the United States. And that is no good. You need to have these smaller organizations that are doing it. And once the food can't get out to the people, you are going to see the same chaos that we see in South Africa happening in the poorer areas of America, where you will see the blacks rioting. It doesn't take much to set them off. As I say, we're seeing it now in France. We're seeing it in Africa. Won't be long until we see it in America. And in a situation like that, you need an authoritarian. You need an authoritarian government. They're not joking when they say this is like a war footing. And we keep hearing this language on the front line, and it gets very annoying. But I think you can draw an analogy with that, in the fact that you do need an authoritarian figure, and you do need a government that can control every aspect of society in order to fight this. And that means that we do need authoritarian leaders. I've been saying for a while now that I think the election will be called off in November in America. I mean, how can people go out and vote while this is going on? Which would mean that Trump is a dictator. And of course, that the last time that happened was during World War II, when we had Winston Churchill as a dictator. And he did away with elections for about 10 years, I believe. The British didn't actually get a chance to vote. So I can see Trump doing away with the November election, and an authoritarian is exactly what we need in this situation. Joaquin Castro continued, "This action is not only an attempt to divert attention away from Trump's failure to stop the spread of the coronavirus and save lives, but an authoritarian-like move to take advantage of a crisis and advance his anti-immigrant agenda." It's not Trump's failure to spread this coronavirus. Trump was trying to stop travel to China a long time back, and the World Health Organization told him not to. And he was paying that World Health Organization $500 million a year in order to give him the correct advice on this, in order to prevent this spreading. So I don't think you can blame Trump for this, because he could only go on the advice that he was being given by the WHO, which is why he's now said, we're not going to fund you anymore. We're going to set up our own advisors, because you've shown that you're just incompetent. The organization is incompetent. It's failed in its most fundamental reason for being. And where he says here, this is to advance Trump's anti-immigrant agenda. Well, if Trump had actually advanced his anti-immigrant agenda 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation now, would we? Because people with the disease would not have been able to get into America. Joaquin Castro continues, "We must come together to reject his division." How is this division? Trump is supporting the American people here. He is saying, we have got 22 million unemployed. The last thing we need is foreigners coming into this country looking for work, looking to take the jobs that those 22 million Americans are going to need once the quarantine is lifted. "The president has taken credit for his restrictions on travel to the US from China and hard-hit European countries, arguing that it contributed to slowing the spread of the virus in the United States." Well, that's quite obviously true, isn't it? "During his Monday briefing, Trump talked about his supporters and then pointed to his initial action on the coronavirus, a late January travel ban from China, which excluded American citizens." And if Trump had had his way, he would have done that a lot earlier. And when he did this, the mainstream media was calling him xenophobic for doing it. And we saw that Italian mayor with his Hug a Chinese video. We saw Boris Johnson talking about how he was shaking hands with all the coronavirus patients in the hospital. There was a concerted effort from other world leaders to condemn this move as being xenophobic and trying to show how friendly these other world leaders were towards immigrants. So he was attacked for actually doing this when he should have done it earlier. So during his Monday briefing, Trump said, "And yet in January, a certain date, you know the date better than I do, we put on a ban of China, where China can't come in, and before March, we put on a ban of Europe, where Europe can't come in," Trump said. Sources told the New York Times the formal order banning new green cards and work visas could be implemented in days, shutting down legal immigration. Finally, this is going to be done. Trump's tweet came hours after the price of United States oil traded below $0 for the first time ever. And that's another incredible thing that we never thought we would see happen. The companies are having to pay people to take their oil because the economy has gotten in such a bad way. There were 5.2 million new claims for unemployment benefits filed last week, according to the latest Labor Department figures released on Thursday. The staggering number of first-time claims was on top of the 16.8 million applications filed since the virus took hold in mid-March. Just think about that. Think about how many people there are now unemployed because they didn't close the borders to China. Economists say the unemployment rate could reach as high as 20% in April, which would be the highest rate since the Great Depression of the 1930s. While accurate records didn't begin until 1948, economists say the unemployment rate rose to 25%. In 1933, and these mainstream media types think that they should still be allowing immigration into the country when you're talking of unemployment figures of one in four people. Trump's administration is currently relying on a seldom-used public health law to set aside decades-old national and international immigration laws. Well, I guess the executive order that he's just made now is going to supersede that. People seeking refuge in the United States are whisked away to the nearest border crossing and returned to Mexico without a chance to apply for asylum. Beautiful words those are. It may be the most aggressive clampdown on immigration by a president who's made reducing asylum claims a top priority. As I say, it is better late than never. At least he's doing it now. The administration tapped a law allowing the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ban foreigners if their entry would create a serious danger to the spread of communicable disease. Due to the pandemic, almost all visa processing by the State Department, including immigrant visas, has been suspended for weeks. Trump has made restricting immigration a central goal of his administration, but as we all know, he has failed to build that wall that really was the reason why he was elected. But anyway, this is great news that Trump has done this. And, I've been saying for a while that we are going to see a lean towards more nationalist policies from our Western governments, because they're just going to have to. You can't have massive unemployment like this and continue to allow foreigners to keep pouring into your country looking for work. You can't continue to have a globalist system that relies on countries like China for medical goods when we can't get them, when China can't make them because China is needing them for themselves. We have to have a system where we actually create what we need for ourselves. We have to be self-sufficient. And that's going to be the result of all of this, is that our countries are going to become more self-sufficient, and we need to put a stop to immigration. And of course, this is the opposite of what the World Health Organization is saying, but everything they have said so far has turned out to be the opposite, the exact opposite of what we needed to do. If we just look at the first thing that they told us, they told us there was no human-to-human transmission. It was impossible for people to catch it from other people. Absolutely false. It's extremely contagious. They told Donald Trump not to isolate Wuhan. They told the rest of the world not to isolate Wuhan, while at the same time congratulating China for isolating Wuhan and quarantining that part of the country. I mean, that's incredible that they would congratulate China for doing exactly what they had told the rest of the world not to do. And of course, we know now that that was precisely the correct thing for China to do. And we should have done the opposite of what the WHO was telling us. Then we've got the WHO telling us that we should not be wearing masks. We've still got the British government telling us we should not be wearing masks. I mean, the minute they decided that they were not going to close the borders to China, and they knew that that meant this virus was going to get into our countries, they should have been ramping up production of masks in each of our countries in the West. Because it's obvious common sense that China is going to need China's own masks. And it was obviously going to take a couple of months before it really took root in each one of our countries. And they should have just ramped up production of the masks and the things that we were going to need. And they should have sent masks out to everyone. Every member of public should have been sent masks and hand sanitizer. And that would have really helped to get this down. In actual fact, they should have done that as well as closing the borders with Wuhan, so that there was a layer of resistance by preventing people from actually getting out of China and getting into the rest of the world. And then a second layer of defense would have been to have given everybody masks and hand sanitizer so that if there was a breakout, people would have been protected from it. And that is the only way you can really prevent yourself from catching this, as if you've got an FFP3 mask. And they're even trying to shame the public over here in Britain now that actually have masks. And they're saying we can't possibly advise the public to wear masks because then the stocks of the masks will get get low and the NHS won't be able to have any. I mean, what kind of a situation are we in where we haven't got enough masks for the NHS and we haven't got enough masks for the public either? Those masks that were on sale were meant to be for the public, and it's because the government didn't make plans and stockpile any in January that all the vendors of those masks are now not selling to the public. They've been told they can't sell to the public, and the really incredible thing about this is that the companies that we have got in Britain that are actually making masks and PPE, the government have not got in touch with them in order to procure their masks and PPE for the NHS, but they've been told they can't sell them to the public because these vendors will now only sell to the hospitals, so they're actually having to sell the PPE to other countries in Europe. Other countries in Europe. We are actually making this stuff, but it's going abroad. And we're supposed to be getting masks and equipment, and apparently it's just sat there in an aeroplane on the tarmac at the airport in Turkey. I mean, it's just beyond belief, the incompetence and the failures that are being highlighted by all of this. And it's all down to this globalist idea, and we'll just rely on these other countries to make this equipment and as cheaply as possible, when really we should be investing in our own people, making the equipment ourselves and providing work for our people and preventing immigration from foreigners from coming into our country. Each country needs to look after its own people. And again, you've got the WHO saying, well, we should be sending a load of money over to Africa for the Africans to deal with this problem. We can't deal with our own problems. We need to concentrate on dealing with our own problems before we can start helping out other countries. We need to be self-sufficient, and we need to be putting our people first. And I'm very pleased to see that Donald Trump does seem to be trying to put the Americans first, which of course was the platform that he's always stood on. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.